Hello, and welcome back to the Movie Rubric. I'm Timothy McDaniel.
Cole Wright.
Jonah Jobai.
And we're out of practice. We're out of practice. I breathed in there at the start and wasn't sure what that was.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what you're doing either.
I forgot what we were doing. I feel like this is the most unprepared I've sat down for an episode. I'm taking a page out of Cole's playbook. He never sits down with any notes. He's always so good. And I thought, you know what? Today, I'm going to go in no notes. No notes for either of these.
No notes.
So. You swing it, bro.
I might do my laptop still so I can look up stuff. On this episode, we're going to be recording two back-to-back. We're going to start off with Death of a Unicorn.
Jonah, silence your phone, please.
Yeah, I was like, was that me?
That wasn't me.
Might have been
Tyler, me. Silence your phone,
please. Okay, I'll try. I feel like we just need to restart this whole thing.
Nope.
But that's okay.
Nope.
We're rolling with
it. We're rolling it. We're doing it live.
We'll fix it live.
Yeah. We'll do it live.
Gosh, I wish I could have been alive for that. That would have been great. Anyways, Death of a Unicorn. Cool. A24 supposedly had a budget of $15 million, which I think is way lower than I thought it was going to be.
Got a real unicorn in it.
Yeah.
I feel like the budget. That feels like really cheap comparatively. Yeah,
that is really low.
So it really wasn't like so like blown away with like all like the sets, set pieces or anything.
It's kind of one location pretty much.
Yeah.
For the most part. Yeah.
I mean, give or take a few different things, but
yeah.
With the exception of, and we'll get into it, a couple things, the CG was good. For an A24 movie,
yeah,
like that,
for the most part.
I think it looked good. We'll get into it, like with the unicorn stuff. It looked better when it was like dark out.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The light didn't help for the most part.
Yeah.
Light didn't help.
Yeah, no.
But like, all things aside, though, like, it looked good. And then the cast was relatively stacked for an A24 movie.
Really good.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
Studio that normally doesn't bring in big talent. You had Jenna Ortega, Paul Rudd. That alone would be like really big. But then you had like Richard Grant, Will Poulter. Like you, there was
he
a
was
couple,
great.
Oh, he might have been my favorite character in the whole movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so real quick, it's an A24 movie. And it's one of those that like, there's no way to go spoiler free on this, so I say we just jump straight
kinda
into
gives
like
it in the title what this movie is.
What, you know what it is. Hopefully you've seen the trailer. There's nothing more we can say about it that wouldn't be a spoiler. So I'm gonna jump straight into the whole thumbs up, thumbs down. Should people spend their money to go see this movie? I'm gonna give it one thumb up. I think it was good. I don't know if I would go to the theaters to see it. I'd rent it when it comes to streaming personally.
I would also give this one thumb up. Like you said, I thought it was good. It was a really fun time. Wait to streaming when I heard. I wouldn't rush to the theater, but if you're like looking for something to watch, this is a solid choice, you know.
It is a movie.
It's a movie.
As the A24 simp of the group, I would recommend it, but also I can understand waiting to stream, because for me personally, not wanting to get into like details of my thoughts, not the best A24 movie, but also not the worst. It's very mid,
yeah,
as far as like A24 standards go.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's. I would say you could go to the theater and watch it if you like A24, but wait to stream. Not gonna be like the end of the world either.
Yeah. You know, we can say this now without getting into spoiler territory. I don't think it felt like an A24 film.
No, not really.
So you say, like, if you like A24, I think
that A24 is kind of reaching out and doing different things.
Yeah. I think this is the least A24 feeling
they've
movie
done,
I've seen.
They've done less, like, off-the-wall insane stuff.
Yeah. There's not as much, like, deep, thought-provoking A24 things in here. This is more
heretic.
Like, yeah, no, this is more like, you know, this felt like a slasher movie, like you said, you'd see from, like, almost maybe Blumhouse.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to undersell
Blumhouse
the movie.
Vibes,
yeah. But like a good
vibes.
Blumhouse, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that being said, okay. Anything else you guys want to share before we go into like spoilers? Because I want to start actually talking about the film.
I'm good.
I don't know. Unicorns are in it. Spoilers.
Spoiler warning. There is a unicorn. Maybe even more.
Yeah.
That doesn't die. The title's misleading.
But they do kind of die.
But they...
They say the word resurrected, implying death did occur.
There's death of a unicorn.
There is a couple.
There's deaths. Technically two. There's maybe movie maybe should have been called deaths.
That's what you said.
Yeah, actually, I'm just literally. Jonah and I are almost recreating word for word a bit. we did as we were leaving the theater. He's like, I don't think any unicorns died in that film. I was like, technically two.
Two of them died. Should be called death unicorn, am I right, fellas?
Did I do that noise?
Why are you like Woody Woodpecker over here? Turn into a cartoon.
Yeah. Wait, is that Woody Woodpecker?
No, that was. Not very good.
Woody Woodpecker?
I thought that was the pig at the end.
That's Porky Pig.
Yeah, Porky Pig is a...
Jonah's a great impressionist.
How much should we pay this guy? I'm Mel Blanc.
That's too much. Right?
Who?
Mel Blanc, isn't he the guy that voiced all the old Looney Tunes and then died? Maybe?
I don't know.
I sound like a completely insane person right now, if I'm wrong.
Speaking of Looney Tunes.
Blanc.
Day the Earth Blew Up.
Well, no.
Oh, sorry.
I think now, with our time, this would have been the time to release Space Jam 2 with all the LeBronify songs.
Ooh, that's true.
You haven't... Mel Blanc is a Looney Tunes.
Imagine the Looney Tunes singing Man on the Lakers.
See, that would work. And also, like, it would just play right in. Free marketing, honestly.
I'm not opposed to going and seeing the new Looney Tunes movie. You're the only... Hold up. Jonah's the only one that did. Before we do Death of Unicorn, Jonah, do you want to give us the world's...
I'm fine with it.
We're here talking about Death of Unicorn, but just kidding. This is a Looney Tunes episode.
We're hijacking it.
Give us the, like, 15-second speed run review of The Day the Earth Blew Up.
I liked that movie a whole lot. It was really fun. Very, like, cartoony. Also, it's 2D animated in theaters, which you don't see a lot of in the United States anymore. It was super funny. A lot of really great gags. I pretty much smiled the entire time. But you kind of got to know what you're getting into, you know. It's just goofy, slapstick, shameless, Looney Tunes fun. But it made me laugh a lot, and the animation was really, really excellent. So.
All right. That was more than 15 seconds, but we'll let it slide. We'll let it slide. Okay, back to Death of the Unicorn. This movie, to me, I'm just going to get my negatives out of the way early. Normally, I feel like I'm positive in the negatives. I'm getting my negatives out of the way early. This movie drug on way too long.
It did.
Like
a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. My thought was it was really good about the pacing early on. Like, okay, we're firing through this thing. And then it drags. It comes to a screeching halt at the end of the movie. The last, like...
45?
Yeah, last 45 minutes of the movie. Yeah. Screeching halt. First hour... Solid. We're firing through this.
Yeah, and I kind of liked it at first because it kind of reminded me a little bit of like Jurassic Park, because like Jurassic Park, the first chunk is like, you know, it takes a while for you to actually see the dinosaur. So I feel like almost the slower pacedness of it.
I feel like there's a difference between a slow burn and like a movie just doing nothing.
Well, I was gonna say like the first part, before the parents show up, it does feel kind of like a slow burn in a good way. And then later on, like you said, like the last part of the movie feels less like a slow burn and more like, okay, we're dragging it out a little bit. We've seen the unicorns, you know, I don't know. It almost drug out more. But the first part, I was more okay with that being a little slower.
I also feel like...
Oh, I thought the first part was like, bam, bam, bam. We're getting from one thing to the other.
Oh, yeah, that's so, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of felt that way too.
And then it's like, okay, we're at this point in the movie. Now we're just going to slam the brakes on and just... crawl to the end here.
Yeah.
We introduced the dead unicorn in the trunk way earlier than I thought we were gonna.
Yeah, it was like right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're getting to the point. There was a unicorn and there was a death.
Yes. And horns were touched.
Yeah.
Yep.
Touch that horn. Pause. Snort and the horn.
But yeah, like Cole was saying, I said almost word for word kind of like how I was feeling about it. Like the last 40 to 45 minutes, there was just so much of the same stuff happening over and over. It wasn't being changed. There very quickly became a moment where all of a sudden the unicorns got stupid. So we went from their like these incredibly talented and like intelligent hunters to now they're just like goofballs running around inside monsters. The mansion, just like, oh, where's the humans? As they're like having a full conversation behind a desk. And then I don't know. I just feel like they lost a lot of their aggression in the last half. At one point, Paul Rudd is just running
outrunning a stallion.
He's like just running down a road.
He's built different.
Yeah, that's insane. That's what I was like, what the heck?
He's running, in an open road, and the unicorn is just like trotting behind him, just like, I'm gonna get
you. Yeah, and mind you, if you haven't seen the movie, these things are huge.
Oh, yeah, they're
massive.
These
are bigger than a Mustang. Like, these are massive, and he's a man is outrunning them.
Clydesdale type horse over here.
Yes, huge.
I will say.
Like Ganondorf's horse from Breath of the Wild, huge.
Yeah.
If anyone gets that reference, you know what I'm talking about.
You imply that like no one's played one of the most popular games.
That's true.
Jonah's like, little known title. You might have heard of it. We're going to talk about
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, you've probably never heard of it. It's kind of underground.
Kind of hipster.
Never heard of this Zelda character, Link. Yeah.
This fellow, this elf boy.
I'd like to talk about another little indie film today. Have you ever maybe heard of the Avengers?
The Avengers movie?
Probably not. It's pretty inside, pretty underground. Only those in the know.
indie game called Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. He's so cool.
Have you heard of this really cool? It's retro. No one has it anymore. They used to be called a Game Boy. I'm so sorry. I don't know why we're making fun of Jonah so much.
Hey, you know, it's funny.
Listen, he did show up 45 minutes late for
an hour.
Late.
Whoa, an hour late.
An hour late. So he gets an hour with the roasting.
That's not better.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how he's like, correction. I was correction.
It was late. Actually worse than what you said. So it's just deserved.
In my defense for the rough start, I sat down at 6:30 ready to go. I had what I was going to say in my head, and then just it was 7:40 before
we knew it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It went away. My fault, everybody. If you don't like this episode, you can send me a death threat in the mail.
Whoa. So, yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. But
also, we'll be taking applications for another person on the podcast.
Yeah, we are hiring.
My replacement is already coming.
Yeah.
I will say, kind of to what Jonah mentioned before we brought up
Breath of the Wild.
A little indie game that no one's played. The unicorn design was really cool, though.
Oh, yeah, the concept of the movie in general, I loved.
Yeah.
Like, this idea is so fun.
It's something unique.
Very unique, yeah.
That is maybe the most A24 part about it, is that, yes, it is very, like, on brand as far as, like, being something only they would dream up. And the unicorn designs looked really cool. I did feel about halfway through the movie that I knew exactly where the movie was going, though. Like, she's looking at the tapestries, and it's like a maiden tames them. And then I was like, I know this movie is going to end with, like, her going outside, and these things are just going to be like, okay, we're chill with you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, and I feel like that wasn't a shock to
not the first A24 movie to use a tapestry to tell the story. Midsummer over here.
Oh, I forgot about
I love that.
Midsummer tells you the whole plot in 30 seconds of the movie.
Yeah, within the first, like, the opening credit roll.
Yeah,
they really do. My other really big gripe with this movie, this one's very direct. So the fact that it drags, there's a lot of stuff that comes with a movie dragging. There's one thing in particular that is, in my opinion, unexcusable. And it's not only taking points off a plot, but it's like ruining a lot of other things for me as well. There's a moment later on in the movie where it is nighttime.
Yeah.
Like 1 a.m. nighttime. And Paul Rudd's character, whose name I can't remember because they're all forgettable names.
Dad.
Yeah.
Runs past a unicorn in the hallway once again, which is insane because these things are like massive hunter killers that are incredibly intelligent with like night vision.
Tyler, he's built different.
Anyways, not the part, Cole. That's not the part.
I know. I was just getting at.
Then Jenna Ortega jumps out a window, and when she lands in the bush, it's like 1 p.m.
It's like
bro, are you in the podcast?
I'm struggling. It's literally. It's not even like late night, early morning. It's like it's sundown, moon out to sun straight up in the sky.
Hear me out.
Bright.
Have you ever even been to Canada?
That's true. Maybe it's like that. Yeah.
The mountain's so big it just hides the sun.
Yeah. Like, yo, maybe it was a big drop.
That's true. Maybe they're in Greenland.
She built different.
She fell for 7 hours.
Yeah. Jenna Ortega's built different.
And then Paul Rudd ran in the lobby right next to her for also 7 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. What a beast of a man, honestly.
Yeah. And that was such a baffling.
It was very jarring.
Yeah. I couldn't even, like, you can't even explain around that. It was so jarring.
There it is.
It's daytime.
It doesn't benefit the movie either because now we're in the daylight and you can see the bad CGI on the unicorns.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It looked great in the nighttime.
In the night, they look awesome. They looked a lot.
Looked scary.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is that was a reshoot. They didn't like the ending. They're like, we got to reshoot. Like,
why not wait till the evening?
But that you would think, right? But they were like, oh, crap, this didn't work out. So they're like, we did like a couple extra shoots here. Like, what if we just, or maybe there was some stuff in between, but they just edited it together to make it fit.
Maybe, maybe her dropping out of the window was an extra scene to connect it.
What if she, they're like, I can see them there. They wrap up the filming. Like, okay, guys, let's pack everything up. They're on that last day here. Like, wait, did we film the ending?
Oh, no.
Oh, dude, everybody.
I knew we were forgetting something.
Come back. One more.
Get the cameras out.
Hurry. We'll throw this ending together here real quick.
How's it end? They take a nap. They take a nap and Will ties them up. And
yeah.
It bothered me way more than it probably should. Like,
it is just like, it was like jarringly weird. It's because it like, also if you haven't seen the movie, there's not like, it's not like there's a ton of natural light in the building.
Yeah.
So it's not like they can conceal like the sun is coming up or anything. It's like, you can clearly tell it's nighttime.
They're by a window when she jumps out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was weird. Very bizarre.
Who was the dad in this Not Paul Rudd, but like the dying one.
Odell.
Yeah, what was the actor's name?
Richard E. Grant.
So hear me out. Defoe.
Oh. You think it should have been Defoe?
It should have been every movie needs
you
Defoe.
You know, you always think it should be Defoe.
Defoe's
though.
Great.
He is but he's great. Not wrong, but like, though. I can't, like, every movie he, can't have
imagine
Defoe.
Him in this role, though.
Yeah.
He'd just be Norman Osborn.
He really kind of would be.
Or he could be the unicorn that talks.
Oh my gosh. If he had Defoe's voice, I'd be simping.
It would have been really good. Scarier. If, like, when Jenna Ortega's character, what's her name, hold up, Ridley, like, grabbed the unicorn horn, like, the unicorn looked her dead in the eye and was like, Peter! Just
like Defoe's voice. Out am I?
I imagine, like, I don't know, like, the unicorn walks up and everyone's like, you're not pure of heart. Or something like that.
Hawk! Fun to be lobster, ain't ya?
That would
fun to be
good.
Horn, ain't ya?
I want the into the Defoe verse over here.
All the characters.
Ooh,
we need to get a poster of him.
Willem Dafoe. I have a Pulp Fiction. You can like post
put his face on
his face on it. Yeah,
Thurman,
that's what
yeah.
I was just
Dafoe
thinking.
Dafoe Fiction.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah, it might make the poster a little too sexy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I might. Yeah. Never mind. I'm not gonna say that.
Oh yeah, don't go there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like we all have the same thought there.
Yeah, everyone has the same thought.
My complaint about the unicorn's intelligence—they're not just the unicorn's, like our actor's intelligence too. Yo-yoed all over the place. So, like, there's the scene where they send Griff out to do the gate. First off, it's a toss-up between Griff or Will Poulter's character for my favorite character.
Griff was cool. I'm glad he didn't die.
Both of them are awesome. Yeah. I think everyone...
Will Poulter's definitely though my top, though.
Everyone who deserved to die died, which I appreciate. With the exception of, I don't know if I necessarily think that the doctor lady should have died.
Oh, no way. That was undeserved.
She definitely was scummy in cutting off the unicorn's horn. But did that deserve death?
She also talked about later about how, like, you know, I couldn't be misremembering the movie. The rich family was saying basically, like, we're going to help our people. Like, they weren't planning on giving this to, like,
oh, no, they were totally planning on just giving it to, yeah, rich people. So,
but,
I'm,
yeah, she said something, yeah. I think, at one point about, like, how she thought she was helping the world or something.
Yeah, so. I was fine with her dying, but it definitely, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It reminded me of in Jurassic World when there's the babysitter character that has done nothing wrong. And she has the most freaky, awful death where the pterodactyls pick her up.
Oh, and like
fling
rip her apart.
Like, yeah. Like fling her around, and then she falls in the water, and they fight with her in the water, and then a water dinosaur eats her. I'm like, bro, she did nothing.
And this character had one of the most violent deaths in the movie. She's, first off, that scene made me mad. She like goes out there, and she turns around, and she's like, guys! It's safe. Starts waving. Yeah. She's like, come on out. They've left us. And I was just like, what
well,
are we
R.I.P.
doing?
I know she's dead.
It's over.
I was like, who wrote that scene and thought, yes, this is something these characters would realistically do in this moment. Like, and then, it made me mad. And then they both just like crash into her sideways. But she didn't hear them running up. These things that are so big. Yep. Like you hear them like shake the earth when they walk. Like they just sneak up on her.
Sneak up on them, yeah.
They rolled crit successes on their stealth attack or something. Honestly, and they just like ripped her in half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you even been to Canada?
Maybe the ground has weirdly soft areas that are perfectly unicorn stallion like hoof space.
Yeah, listen, we haven't been.
Yeah, sound resistant. We've never been.
I want to.
Yeah, there's one place I want to go and go to
Church of the Rocks Easter production.
We're just doxing Church of the Rocks.
Oh man,
there's nothing to dox. If you've never seen Church, that's what the next movie Rupert episode should
That'd
be on.
They're having the actual Easter story this
should
year.
Should be on Beauty and the Beaster. No, it's got to be Beauty and the Beaster or Tombstone.
Beauty and the Beaster.
Tombstone.
We get canceled for Tombstone, but.
If you haven't looked Church of the Rock up, do that. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah, really. You're missing out. I want to know, I feel like I'm griping and groaning. Did you guys have any complaints about the movie that I haven't mentioned yet before I sound like a negative Nancy over here?
No, I mean, you brought up like a lot of like the big ones. The pacing, atrocious at the end. I thought I liked it really fast paced early on. I think it should have just stuck with that and been just shaved, you know, 20 minutes off the movie, 30 minutes off the movie. The jarring dark or nighttime to daytime could be Canada. We don't know.
Yeah, never been
to Canada.
Never been. Maybe could be him.
Hey, but donate to our GoFundMe to get us to Canada.
Yeah, true. We'll do a Vancouver edition.
No, Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. Yeah, all right. Sorry, Winnipeg.
Yeah, we're not going to Vancouver.
Yeah, that's not where the church is.
I mean, we could stop there on the way back.
No. Winnipeg.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Live from a Tim Hortons.
I want a Tim Hortons donut so bad. They're probably mediocre. I just
never had one either.
I just want one.
Yeah. Just to see.
What were we saying, though, Cole?
Sorry.
I don't know. This whole, we've been rusty.
It's because I don't have notes.
Way to go.
I ain't notes, boats.
That's the part where that's my problem.
Notes, boats.
Notes, schmotes.
Really, character-wise, I mean, there wasn't, like, a character I didn't like. I think everyone was, I thought acting-wise,
yeah,
everyone did really well.
Anyone you didn't like, you were supposed to not like. I don't, so then you liked him.
I think even Will Poulter is, like, as big of a jerk as he is in this movie, and he's good at being a jerk.
Oh, he was so funny.
He was hilarious.
He was so good. Yeah.
Tough break.
Yeah. I did. Will Poulter's character was
tough break.
Him and Griff were both.
Griff was funny.
Griff was phenomenal as well.
Yeah. The mom. Paul Rudd. Up some scenes too.
Good work, like always.
I think Will Poulter stole it. So here's the. Sorry. Who was your? Were you going to say your favorite characters? You and I didn't cut you off, did I?
Oh no! I just said that like the people I didn't like. I feel like you were supposed to not like. Or you love to hate them.
Yeah. Will Poulter was a good at being just a complete jerk.
Yeah, same with the mom. Like, the mom was just so, like, insensitive that it just
the dad
made
was,
her funny.
Or the
dad
was older, awful. The older dad was just...
The worst.
The absolute worst, but you love him.
Yeah. It's like so, I want so evil, they're entertaining.
Okay, once again, it makes me feel... I feel like I'm being a negative Nancy on this, but, like... I did not like Paul Rudd's character.
You didn't?
I thought he was
okay. He's
awful.
A terrible dad.
He's a he terrible dad.
He's the worst dad.
He's an awful human
but that's
being.
The character, though.
Yeah.
But and then at the end, I feel like we passed the boat. We passed the moment like three or four times where he could have had his redeeming. I'm going to turn my life around moment. But instead, every time he just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then at the end of the movie, they redeemed him. I think we missed the redeeming moment.
When would you have done
times.
It?
Going
I would
into
agree
the,
with you, honestly.
When they're like going into the woods to hunt the unicorns down, mm-hmm. if he had turned around in the woods, been like, you know what, I can't do this, and like fled back yeah. to the mansion, would have been fine. When you get that far, and then we're in the mansion, and he's still trying, up until the last moment, he's trying to steal the stinking horn.
Well, he's going
to
get that promotion, Tyler.
Yeah, they're dead.
He's
and
gonna,
like here's
he's going to get that promotion.
And here's yeah. what makes me mad is
you need
like
the money. Make that bank.
His yeah. character is not supposed to be stupid, but the family is openly very clearly taking advantage of him mm-hmm. and he still keeps doing it, which just implies that he is just an awful human being and in my opinion unredeemable. So at the end when they tried to redeem
ooh,
him and like he's going to be a good
dang.
Dad now.
Man.
He's unredeemable. Sorry.
You are a hater.
Or dang. They should have at least redeemed him. Or I don't know. I didn't like the way they did it. I felt like they missed the boat. And Jonah said he agreed with me until you said that. So now
no, like I do agree. I was going to say one of my
Jonah's flip-flopping over here.
Yeah. One of my big complaints like I don't want to what's that YouTube channel does that? Cinema Sins.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that with movies. There's a lot of parts in this movie where I'm like, okay.
Can we start beef with Cinema Sins?
Logically.
You heard the ding in your head.
Yeah, yeah. Like, logically. Like, okay, so the dad. Like, I get it. They say that he needs money for his family and his dead wife or whatever.
Why are you doing like the dumb thing right now? I get it.
I get it. I mean, quite frankly, I get that he wants the promotion.
Does he, though? He shows up
he
to
wants
the mansion
promotion.
With, like... They clearly are not hurting for cash.
Yeah, and
listen, he can always do better.
And like, yeah, like, and I get that's why they wrote it, but like, I feel like most dads, most fathers, I don't care how much money you're offered. If you are a halfway decent father, which they presume to be, if a unicorn impaled a man and was seen to be an unstoppable force, yo, like,
get out of there.
Yeah. With your daughter, at least send your daughter out of there.
But
like,
he tried to,
he said like three times they could have left.
Mm-hmm. He tried to warn them, though, after he was getting all the messages, though. Like, hey, guys, probably not a good idea.
I don't
and
know.
And then they were going forward with it, and he's just guilty by association.
Literally, the that's last fair. Thing he does before we jump to 2 in the afternoon is it's revealed that he has the unicorn horn.
Yeah, he was trying to take it for money.
So literally, point. As they're actively being hunted down, he has the thing
people.
That would, like, make them not attack him and his daughter if he had dumped it.
Yeah, he was going to help people.
No, he wasn't. Sure I don't believe he would. That's the thing. I think, like,
listen,
I
think you wanted the money.
He had actually, a traumatic experience. He's going to help others out there.
I might have liked it more if he had lived, had the horn, and then decided to be just as evil as the villain, like the Odell. I think I would have liked that ending better. Like, if you're going to have a heel to the end, have him be a heel. You know what I mean? Like, I think I might have liked that more. Like, he hugs his daughter. He's like, things are going to be different now. I'm a changed person. And then it like pans out and he's got the horn in his pocket. And just like in the credits, you see him like selling it for
to be
trillions
continued.
And trillions of dollars and like profiting off
no,
of it.
No, we don't need Death of a Unicorn 2 over here.
Yeah, that'd be Deaths of a Unicorn.
Speaking of that, the ending was really weird.
What? They just...
I got it.
It's Canada.
It's Canada, bro.
You got it? I don't know what there is to get. They're in the cop car, and someone asked me as we were leaving, it's like, okay, did the unicorn, like, kill them at the end?
Broke them out.
No, it just... Because they ducked and, like, prepared and freed them.
I think it's implied that it's breaking them out, but also it hit them into... I think it was trying to break them out, but it did it in the stupidest way possible. They could have asked the cop to stop. But once again, because they're awful human beings, they instead don't warn the nice cop
guy. They got arrested.
They could have said, hey, ma'am, you see those unicorns on the left? Those are the murder unicorns we told you about.
Also,
and they're going to kill you.
Why are they getting arrested? If Griff was there.
That was my other CinemaSins thing. Yeah. There's a few more, but one of them was, if Griff went to the cops and then these people are like, I get if they were like, Griff wasn't there. Yeah. And they were like, hey, Griff unicorns killed them. They'd be like, no, but if Griff, the guy reporting you, to the cops, like, yo, they're telling the truth. There was killer unicorns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why are they getting arrested?
That didn't make any sense either. But my thing is like, they're supposed to be good people. They could have been like, lady, pull over. Instead, they didn't be like, hey, ma'am, it's going to ram the car. They ducked down silently and just let the unicorn hit the driver's door.
Probably killed him.
And then they get knocked into like Lake Ontario or something. I don't know. Like, well, they're handcuffed in the back of a squad car. They're drowning in that car.
Okay, but think about this, though.
How do we know, though?
If they die... Unicorns just heal them and bring them back to life.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, because that's a thing.
They introduce weird magic rules in the last 15 minutes that don't make sense.
But Tyler, make sense? Have you ever seen a unicorn?
Have you ever been to Canada?
You can't prove that I haven't.
Sure, I can.
He's right, though.
I don't know. I had a lot of gripes with this movie. That being said, I enjoyed my time for the most part.
Oh, yeah. And like the thing with Paul Rudd's character, he kind of sucks, but Paul Rudd has so much charisma, I still end up liking his character. You know?
Yeah.
That's on Paul Rudd, though.
Paul Rudd's a great actor.
Yeah. Paul Rudd, he never disappoints.
He has charisma. He's got that riz,
bro.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
He got that P-Riz.
Paul Riz.
Paul Riz. The piz.
He's got that piz. He's got that piz in him. We've griped about the movie a lot. We said who our favorite characters were. What was your guys' favorite moment?
Any part where Will Poulter was on screen?
Ooh. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, him coming in doing like the tough break thing or whatever he said.
Oh, that was tough loss.
Tough loss. But get back in there, just like over there, just casually snorting the unicorn dust.
That was funny. That was good.
No, that was great. I think the scene... when the you haven't really seen the unicorns yet, the parents, and you kind of figure that the parents are coming, but you don't know for sure, and they're like moving the baby through the tunnel, and then the shadow comes through, and then the really cool sword looking horn just goes through the guy. That was cool.
It gave me E.T. vibes with like their whole setup
the shadows and the tube. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. I think my favorite death, since I think we're just talking about deaths now, right? My favorite death was, I can't remember who it was, they had it rammed up through the bottom of their head. That was the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, his was cool because he's like, oh, they respect me. Look. And then
hear me out. Defoe.
If that had been Defoe. I don't know. Have we ever killed Defoe in an A24 movie?
The Lighthouse?
Does he die in the Lighthouse?
Up your own interpretation.
I don't see. That's the thing. Like, I don't know what.
He's dead if you want him to be.
Yeah.
What other Defoe A24s are there?
Nosferatu.
He lives there.
Yeah. The Northman.
Spoilers. I didn't see that.
I haven't seen that one.
I think he lives in the Northman. It's been a second.
The Whale? Nah, he wasn't in that one.
But hear me out. Defoe and the Whale.
I need to know that I've done one thing right with my life.
I think it'd be really funny, like, the next time Defoe like hosts an SNL or something, have a like times Willem Dafoe has been in an A24 movie but you didn't know he was there, so you have like the Whale and like Brendan Fraser stands up and it's like Dafoe's face and like the couch cushion, like he opens his eyes like he's the couch.
misery. Hello, the Whale.
That'd be pretty good.
Finish it. So when he's eating the pizza, he goes, finish it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Reading the poem.
Explodes.
Oh, it's so stupid.
Oh, I love that movie. Hate that movie, but I love the movie.
Oh, my gosh. I think we just made it better.
Yeah. Now my headcanon is that Willem Dafoe's face is like under Brendan Fraser as he's like trying to kill himself via autoerotic asphyxiation or whatever and heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a part of the movie.
That did happen, didn't it?
Immediately. Spoilers.
Yeah.
I was like, that's like how it opens.
I'm like, oh, yeah, well, this opens. Is A24.
Yeah. Hey, we've all been there.
Typical Monday.
Yeah. You know, it's pretty average.
I know. That's how it be.
All right. I am curious to know, how much did this movie make? How much did Death?
$7.
No. As of April 6th, 2025, Death of a Unicorn has earned an estimated $10 million. That's sad.
That's not a lot.
Didn't make back its
$15 million. That's surprising. Our theater was pretty full.
Yeah.
Fairly. Not like full.
I feel like it was full for an A24 movie.
It was a decent crowd. A decent crowd.
Us cultured people.
Yes.
I think we're...
Us real bees.
I was making a comment to Josh the other day. For the longest time, post-COVID, we just didn't have a lot of movies releasing. So they would advertise these movies years in advance, and then because nothing was coming out, so there would only be a couple big movies. Now we're getting back. There's a lot of stuff releasing all at once. The actors are no longer on strike. COVID's no longer preventing things from being filmed. SAG-AFTRA, I think, SAG-AFTRA's the voice acting. There's the VFX people were striking there for a while too. Everyone's back. And now we're getting where it's like, here's a trailer, movie comes out in a month. And I like that, but I do think that the general populace has not necessarily caught on. So, which is why we get stuff where like Mickey 17 was in theaters for less than a week. I don't think people...
We had to make room for that Snow White movie.
Yeah. Even the Looney Tunes movie has some lore behind it. But no one knew about that.
No one knew about it.
And there's the reasons for that, but still, no one knew about it.
There's just a lot of stuff like we were... There's several things. I've already forgotten them. There was like three or four movies they advertised at... What's the one we just saw? Minecraft. A couple movies I saw that I was like, oh, that looked good. And then the trailer ended and it's like next Tuesday. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, what? Yeah.
That comes out that soon? What?
Thunderbolts?
Yeah. That's like Thunderbolts comes out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I saw my first trailer for that.
Like, oh, that's a thing that's happening.
Saturday. Something else comes out like this week.
Probably.
Can't remember though. I thought I was going somewhere with that and I couldn't remember.
Good comment.
He was cooking here.
Oh, Until Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That comes out like tomorrow, I think. Or it did come out last Friday.
A lot of good movies coming out.
Yeah.
Probably better than Death of... I'm being overly negative.
You're being a hater this episode.
I really am. I'm sorry. I guess
Why are we flipping roles here? I'm the hater.
While we're hating, I
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say there's more CinemaSins moments.
Oh. Ooh, hit me.
CinemaSins.
Like I said, I hate to be like this, but there's some parts I'm like... Mm.
Do it.
There was a... So I get... They explain why no one else is calling the police, and I get the unicorn fries their phones. But at one point, after someone's already dead, Jenna Ortega gets her signal back, and she texts her dad. I'm like, okay, if Jenna Ortega...
I thought about that in the
movie.
Why
isn't she calling the cops?
It just magically came back while she needed to text them. Ooh. And I was like, okay.
She doesn't call the military or anything.
And my thought was... All right, well, her phone's working now because the unicorns are away, but Paul Rudd won't be able to get the text. And then Paul Rudd gets the text.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that either. My thought was like, why didn't she call somebody?
No, I had the thought in the theater. I was like, why is his phone? I'm glad you brought that up. I was like, why is his phone working?
Yeah. Wait,
hear me out. Paul Rudd's is built different.
I thought you were going to say it's Canada.
That's fair.
It's Canada. I don't know how Canada's service works.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They could use like, I don't know. They have some different signal types there.
I think I'm being overly negative, but I also think I went in really expecting this movie to like be really good. I love A24. The premise looked cool. I was talking with a coworker who was like, it's might be my most anticipated movie right now. I was like, I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, it does look good. And then like for it to just be as like,
okay as a movie can be. Yeah.
It'd be a fun time if you watch it with a group of people. I probably wouldn't watch this by myself ever, like as a casual watch.
Yeah, and like, I thought it was a lot of fun, but like it has goofy moments. Yeah.
This is one of those I might come back and watch in like 5 years at like some people are hanging out. We just want to put something stupid on in the background.
Yeah.
But I hate that that's all it is. It makes me sad.
Heretic, this was not.
Okay,
not
Yoda.
Not an all-timer.
All right, Yoda.
Heretic, this was not.
Heretic, this was not.
All right, where's your Yoda impression? Cole?
No.
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 Well, I...
That was a bad one.
Yeah, that was a really bad Yoda.
Yoda never even said no.
Me. Yeah.
I feel like I've trashed on the movie. I've said all the good things about the movie, which 90%. Makes me sad.
I did really like, I think we're underselling how funny this movie could be at times.
So, oh, yeah,
like,
I was laughing.
Will Poulter, hilarious.
Will Poulter's hilarious. The moments where the whole family is like,
being the worst.
We're going to save humanity. And then they like just start calling all their rich friends, and Will Poulter's like mixing up unicorn blood mocktails in the corner.
And
like,
snorting the horn dust. Yeah.
This movie genuinely did have some really, really funny moments. I want to give it credit where it's due. But aside from the funny moments, the family drama wasn't there. The plot about him getting promoted didn't make sense. The family was just straight evil, and I was happy when they died. But then people I liked died. People who should have died didn't. I don't know. Like, it's
Griff, though.
Griff was great.
He deserved to live.
Even though he didn't back them up at all with the cops.
Yeah, did he just chill at the mansion or something?
Maybe Griff should have died.
Maybe.
Maybe he's the real villain of this whole thing. How do we know he's not a unicorn? Have you ever seen him and a unicorn in the same place?
I also want to know, I was kind of hoping at some point they would explain why, after thousands of years of not seeing unicorns, was there just randomly a baby unicorn in the road?
Because, you know, movie's got a movie.
Yeah, but like, I was hoping we'd get,
it's like a Sasquatch. You don't see the Sasquatch every day.
I was hoping we'd get something that's like...
Once again, Tyler, have you been to Canada?
Yeah.
How do we know they're not up there? What are they hiding up there?
I would have just liked something that was like every 2,000 years they have to migrate. So that would explain why they were like asleep in a cave. Just, like now they're awake. Like
wandering out on a Sunday stroll.
Yeah, I saw it was like a Bigfoot sighting. You know, it's like, I got the baby lucky.
Too, by the way. Yeah. The adults were still asleep.
Yeah, rebellious kid.
Yeah. It's mirroring Jenna Ortega's character, which is why they're connected. I made that up.
It's like George Lucas. It rhymes.
It's like poetry. It rhymes.
Poetry.
We'll do it live. Yeah, I hate to say it's short. It's a short episode, but I'm ready to move to the rubric if you guys don't have anything.
I've
to
also
add.
Kind of been on hater mode, but I did like the movie. I just want to reiterate that I did enjoy it.
I overall liked it.
Yeah.
All right,
my score's up here.
I gave it like a 3.5 on spoilers. Actually, never mind. I won't say that. Because that just kind of sums up my thoughts.
Won't say the thing you just said out loud.
Yeah, 3.5 on Letterboxd, I think is what I gave it.
Well, Jonah, so you said you weren't going to spoil it.
Well, yeah, but everyone knows now. Everyone heard what I said.
We could have watched Lady in the Yard.
Eh?
That movie also looked really bad.
That movie looked goofy.
Lady in the Yard. Was that a trailer?
It's The Woman in the Yard.
Woman in the Yard.
Yeah.
With the black hood.
How dare you?
Maybe I zoned out.
Not remember who... the name of that movie. I'm kind of curious. The Woman of the Yard. Because that movie, it's got a 45 and a 46 on Rotten Tomatoes. That's exactly what I expected. One of my students was like, that might be my most anticipated. That movie looks really good. I'm like, what?
Does it though?
Was that trailer playing?
No, it's been.
It's one of those, I started advertising it like a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then no one went and saw it.
No one went and saw it.
Oh, no, my sister went and saw it.
It did suck. I guess it did suck.
I didn't ask her. If she didn't say how good it was, it probably was bad.
Yeah, and I feel like, honestly, this conversation right here is a sign that this movie is just okay, leaning not good, is the fact that, like, I feel like when we just get off on as many tangents as we've got off on...
We're not very passionate about
it. Means that we don't... Yeah, there's not much about the movie to talk about.
Oh, there's even more about the next one, though.
Oh, man.
It's okay. All right. I'll start us off with plot. Two.
Ooh!
And that's... I thought about a one. Because we merged plot... Because we merged plot and continuity.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
One is like freaking Borderlands, though, man.
Jonah? I think Borderlands...
No.
Hold up. Listen, hear me out.
No.
Hold up. Hear me out. Let me finish. Let me cook.
Okay.
Borderlands was not as enjoyable as this film, but I gotta say the plot might have been more coherent.
Oh!
You like this movie. You get Borderland praise over it.
Am I wrong? What continuity wise in Borderlands just breaks the movie?
Continuity, nothing, but the plot is balls boring.
It's ball, yes.
But this was at least entertaining, so I feel like that at least warrants a two.
But it wasn't the plot that made it entertaining.
Sure was.
I mean, you know, unicorn.
Unicorn is part of the plot.
Maybe. I will be nice.
Will Poulter's part of the plot.
I will be nice and give it a two because of Will Poulter snorting unicorn. And I won't give
and
it
that
a
was
one.
A key moment
that
in the whole
that
movie.
That was a key moment.
I won't give it a one for that reason. I will give it a two. But two is
Did we just bully Tyler into changing?
Follow your heart.
I said two.
That's crazy.
No, we
started
with
two.
No, we bullied you into it.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever you say. Cole?
I'm also going two.
That's crazy.
Same thing. it had a lot of problems. If we didn't merge the continuity and the plot together, that obviously would be different.
Yeah, I would probably give
the story itself is fine for what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the plot holes and continuity errors in it. Yeah, that drags it down.
Yeah, I'd almost, if plot was on its own, I'd still only give the plot a 3. I think.
Yeah. All right. Voice crack. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jonah?
I'm gonna give it a 3 because I'm nice, Nancy. If it wasn't for the window thing and some of the cinnamon stuff, it might be a 4.
The cinnamon stuff.
The cinnamon toast crunch.
cinnamon rolls.
It would probably be a 4, but I'm bringing it down to a 3. The plot still, like, the plot itself I thought was fun, even though the pacing was a little off sometimes. It kept me entertained the whole time. When I think of 2, I'm thinking, like, that was not good plot. This was fine.
It's linked with continuity now.
Yeah, but that's why I said the continuity. If it wasn't for the continuity stuff, it would be probably a 4, because I it was an entertaining plot, but because I'm going to put it at 3, it wouldn't be enough for me to group the whole category as a 2.
Personally. I'm thinking of the lady doctor in the yard waving. I mean, like, guys!
He's right behind me, isn't he?
It's safe!
He's right behind me, isn't
oh,
he?
Oh, that's what it felt like. That's what it felt like. I'm going to be nice to the 2. But I really, like, it could teeter to a 1, whoever directed. Who did direct this? Who directed this
Mr.
movie?
That was a bad bit. Mr. Sorry, Unicorn. Everybody. Yeah.
Not even one Robot Unicorn Attack reference.
True. Or Charlie the Unicorn.
I love Charlie the Unicorn. I can't wait for the edits with it.
Oh, he stole my kidney.
Who directed this?
Gosh, that'd be hilarious. Candy Mountain.
Alex Sharfman.
Candy Mountain. Alex Sharfman?
Sharfman.
Mm-hmm. Alex Brightman?
He's also known as...
Shartman?
Blow the Man Down, Resurrection, Lyle,
Never
Women Who Kill, The Heart Medicine.
Oh, I thought you said he's known as...
his nickname?
No.
I was like, those are his nicknames?
Like, bro, kind of crazy.
He looks like
bro's a legend.
He looks like a very generic YouTuber. I don't know how to describe
it. Hey, guys, today.
What's up, guys? Today we're going to be making a movie.
He looks like someone who's going to be doing an apology video in 5 years.
I'm in mistake.
I just got $15 million to make a movie. I hired all the... I hired Will Poulter.
All my friends.
We got Jenna Ortega.
We got a mansion in Canada.
Right. Speaking of Jenna Ortega, let's go to actors. Cole, why don't you start us off for acting? Sorry, acting.
5.
Oh, I forgot acting. 5. Category.
Yeah, there was not a bad performance in this movie.
Yeah.
Everyone either was good or went above and beyond. Like, there was not like anyone dragging the whole thing down.
Valid.
Yeah, very, very stacked cast, like you mentioned also. And that it paid off. Unlike in Borderlands, you Borderlands.
That's unlike true. In Borderlands.
You Borderlandser.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't like Borderlands.
No, Tyler liked Borderlands.
That's a big accusation now. Oh, dude, I didn't like Borderlands, man.
I didn't. I swear,
dude. it's been a while. Character is still its own thing, right? And acting is just
no. It's no, plot, so enjoyment, acting, audio, and visual.
So okay.
You can link the characters with plot.
Characters are part of plot now. Yeah.
Okay.
Really, we need to merge audio and visuals. We just liked having 5 categories.
Yeah, it makes it feel more comfy and cozy.
Yeah.
Characters, I'll give a actors 5.
5?
I can't talk. 5.
You know what? I think I'm going to do the same. Like, I think the acting itself was really well done and really good. I share that sentiment, so I'm going to leave it there. Jonah, now I'll have Jonah start us off with audio. He's our audio guy.
I am?
Yeah, I feel like you... Yeah, no, I feel like every time we do something, you point out audio things, I think, more than almost anyone else does, like little things that I don't notice.
Oh, well, this is kind of boring. I'd probably give it a 5, because, like, I thought I could hear everything everyone was saying perfectly clearly, all the hits and stabs and dying.
Sounded good.
Yeah. If a song came on or something, it wasn't overpowering the dialogue.
Was there music in this movie?
At the beginning when they're in the car, I remember thinking, I can hear the song and them talking. I just never remember not hearing anything or thought something was too quiet. I really didn't have any complaints with the whole thing. I thought the unicorn sounded cool and the horns sounded cool when it lit up and it went.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I give it 5.
Okay. I'll probably also, I'll give it 5. Once again, I didn't have any complaints. You know what? Actually, I'm going to go 4. In my mind, 3 is like it's serviceable. 4 is like it's good. 5 is like I noticed something amazing.
Yeah.
Like I didn't notice anything amazing. I don't think it took really good advantage of the surround sound system in the theater. I don't think I noticed at any point, like, You could have had a unicorn sound like behind at one point or something like that. You just did it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't catch it.
Once. I agree with you, actually. Move my back to a four.
You're going to... Oh, I didn't mean to, I didn't mean to move you.
No, you're right, because I've said that before.
Why are you going to bully Jonah like that? Like, no, bully you and you think it's okay?
I'm with you, like, I'm plot. Like, three is average, it's okay. It's serviceable. Four is good. Five is incredible. Like, I think, like, if I compared the audio to the acting, like, they both shouldn't get a five.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I've also said that, like, five, I think, is, like, exceptional. And it was good. It wasn't exceptional.
It was good, yeah.
I have no complaints before, yeah.
I'm going to do a four for audio. Cole?
Yeah. Wow. I'm also going four.
You have like, go five, I'm going to put a four.
No, I'm going four.
Get a laptop, nerd.
It was good, but like, yeah, nothing like any song selection. There was very little, but you're not saying every, it was ambient stuff.
I don't think I could describe the soundtrack to you.
I could tell you one song. And
the horn, when the horn lit up and they touched it, the music was kind of cool.
That was cool, yeah.
Opened her third eye over there, looking like Doctor Strange over there.
Looked better than the CG looked better than the eye in
Multiverse
Doctor Strange.
Of Madness. Yeah.
That was bizarre.
All right.
What a time.
Yeah.
Visuals, three. Like, it wasn't bad. There was a couple good moments. I think my favorite visual moment was them ripping the gore out of the mom on the table, like ripping her guts out, which is weird to say out loud.
And
so that makes me sound, it makes me sound like a murderer.
Yeah,
what a crazy.
I like that too.
But I also enjoyed
that, if I'm being honest.
But the CG was rough, especially in the daytime. And I feel like I need to watch it again. I feel like there's a lot of inconsistencies with like the size of the unicorns. So like they looked huge outside.
Magic,
and then like
though.
Yeah, maybe they are. Maybe that's the thing. But then like we got inside and all of a sudden they fit through doorways.
And they're magic.
Yeah, it seemed like they got smaller.
Yeah, like it.
Or the house got bigger.
Ooh, yeah. Canada.
Canada.
I've never been. So I'm going to go three. It was okay. It was serviceable. Cole, visuals?
Four.
Four.
Okay. Outside of the daytime unicorn, I thought everything else looked really good.
Yeah.
Really nothing to complain about. The gore looked really good. The set piece for what very little there was, very good. Very cool. Like, you know, it's your typical thing where it's like, here's big old house and here's some woods for like a slasher movie. But like, it works. It's why so many movies have done it.
It's true.
It's safe.
Yeah. Almost probably why they saved a lot of money, too. I think Jonah pointed out it's just all one house.
Yeah.
And it looked really good. It shot really well.
Jonah?
I'm going to give it a three as well. I also think the unicorn in the daytime didn't look like atrociously bad, but just like, that's a noticeable
obviously
difference.
CG.
Yeah, it looks a noticeable jump from when they're in the nighttime. And in terms of like the shots were, you know, good. There wasn't any like shot or like cinematography moment really where I was like, "Oh, that's an amazing shot." Except for maybe like I thought it was kind of cool when the unicorn's wounded in the woods and it's kind of foggy, and then like it's kind of glowing. That was kind of cool. But other than that, no shots really were like, "Oh, that's amazing." And then you know the unicorn stuff. So I think three. It's like you know serviceable visuals.
We did get our like a Tommy Boy reference though with that unicorn waking up in the back seat and trashing the car.
Yeah,
dude, that was awesome. I'm so sorry about your car.
That was good. All right, final category. I can't remember who's. I think I started us off on that one, didn't
sure. I?
Cole, start us off on enjoyment.
Three. It was like I said earlier. It was mid, not mid like mid for A24 standards.
Oh, for sure. I think for A24 standards, it was subpar.
Yeah.
But I hold A24 to a very high standard.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a very middle of the pack, like if I'm ranking A24 movies.
Yeah.
Not terrible. Not like top tier, top echelon of A24. Not everything can be The Lighthouse and Midsummer over here. Or Heretic, for that matter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just middle of the road, so I'm going to give it the middle score there.
All right. Three. Call Jonah.
I'm also going to go three. I really enjoyed this movie. It's like, you know, it's not the most fun I ever had in a movie, but I liked it. It was fun. I just middle of the road. Maybe I put slightly above average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm also going three for enjoyment. Like, I feel like the meme, it's like, it's one of the movies I've ever seen.
It's the movie of all time.
Yeah, it's one of the movies of all time. Like, genuinely, it's how it feels. Like, it was leaning towards good, like on the upper side of like average, like, but not great, not great. One of my coworker I told you about who was really excited for it, he's like, "What'd you think?" And I was like,
you know,
it was pretty good. I had a really hard time encouraging him to go see it. You know what I mean? So, because I know he doesn't go to the theaters often, and I didn't want him to go out like
I've seen a few people really praising this movie.
And you know what? Actually, so let's the scores real quick, and then I'm curious because I've avoided looking on Rotten Tomatoes or anything like that. So I wound up at a 68, Cole at a 72, and Jonah at a 72, bringing us to a total score of 70.6. Let me plug that in before I forget. Death of a Unicorn.
Even though I thought this was average, I feel like it was pretty. I feel like it's going to be memorable. I don't know. I feel like in a few years, if people say Death of a Unicorn, I'll be like, oh yeah,
it's going to have a cult following.
I think it will. Yeah.
All right. Let's look it up. Now, I think it should be noted that I hate Rotten Tomatoes for scores. We've talked about that. But it is a pretty good way to judge like percentage of people who liked the movie. It's got a 78% audience score, 54% critic.
We are so trendy.
Yeah, we're pretty on the money with the audience scores every now and then.
Audience liked it a little bit better than us, but
now you know. Okay. We're just too smart for them.
We're perhaps you haven't heard of this little movie called Iron Claw.
Iron Claw.
the Iron Giant.
Now, in case you guys didn't like that 72% on Rotten Tomatoes, Cole, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Just cracking yourself up over there.
Yeah.
78.
No, no particular reason.
All the popcorn meter means on Rotten Tomatoes is that 78% of people have given it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up, yeah. Right. They just liked it.
But like that could be like a 5.1 out
like
of 10.
Like what we said, like, oh, it was above average.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that they gave it like a 78%. It means that like 78% of people on a scale of like, they gave it a 51 out of like 100. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like 51%. Metacritic, I think, is a little bit more accurate because it actually aggregates a bunch of critic scores and user scores from other stuff. Metacritic has it at a 52 from critics and a 5.3 from users. So it's not faring too well.
Oh, 5.3 out of 10.
Out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. So
idiot alert over here.
52 and 53. Okay. Yeah. So
that's kind of weird.
Take that for what you will.
Not everything could be. I couldn't think of a movie to throw out there.
Borderlands, yeah.
Not everything can be Borderlands.
Not everything can be Borderlands. Yeah. I agree.
Not everything could be.
Cole said it. Not me. Cole said it. Not me. You heard it.
He likes Borderlands.
He likes Borderlands.
Are you a Borderlands?
Cole likes Borderlands. Confirmed.
Borderlands are over here.
Oh, we got a Lanzer.
Random thought here.
No, wait, hey guys, we're wearing socks. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Complete detour of topic. Not really. It's about Borderlands.
Hit us.
But speaking of Borderlands, I feel like that movie has tarnished the Borderlands name.
Oh yeah.
Because like before Borderlands were like people were like, oh, I love Borderlands 2 on the Xbox. That was a fun time, you know. And then the movie came out, and then they had the Nintendo Switch 2 Direct. And a ton of reaction videos on YouTube. The Borderlands 4 trailer pops up, and people are like, oh my gosh. Like, people are just annoyed now. They just hate Borderlands now.
And it didn't help that people. So, Randy Pitchford, like the whatever it is.
Just give it a chance.
Just give it a chance, guys.
Give it a chance. Like, it's pretty good. I liked it. And, like, his thought was, I think, like, any publicity is good publicity. But I think the problem is people saw the fact that he seemed to like it. And now it's like, can we trust that man's taste?
Yes. He's making the game.
And then it put, like, Borderlands has always had a cringy level of, like, just dumb humor to it. But I now think that people are going to associate that dumb humor with the movie.
Yeah, and like, I feel like people have kind of grown past that humor almost. And Borderlands 4, honestly, looks good.
Decent,
gameplay-wise.
Yes, but I mean, speaking of Borderlands, though, while we're on the topic, we get to go from Borderlands, where Jack Black is playing in a video game.
To our next episode
where Jack Black is in a video
game. We should do a Jack Black video game movie tier list.
All three of them.
Like stones.
So we have Jumanji.
Jumanji, yeah.
Borderlands.
I forgot Mario. Claptrap.
Mario. There it is. There's the four.
Me, boys. Chicken Jockey.
Chicken Jockey. And, you know, maybe in Sonic 4, he'll be like freaking Vector the Crocodile or something.
Oh my gosh, let it happen.
You know what we should have done? Honestly, let's do it. Let's do a video game movie tier list.
That'd be a fun one. Mario, original Mario movie, S tier.
All right, let's not do a video game
movie. That's a terrible idea.
That's a great note.
That's a negative S.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Zelda movie.
Well, let's not talk about
it. That could be a whole episode.
Right? I know, that was the reaction I was hoping. Like, oh, come on.
The indie character from Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
that little indie. I'm glad that it's finally getting some recognition.
Little known movie, little known franchise. You may have heard of it. Zelda.
Never heard of it.
There's this little game over there called Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Frozen Ape.
This joke is going to haunt Jonah till he dies
tomorrow.
All right. So, what?
Auditions are next week for our third spot on here. Jonah, rest in peace.
Yep. Jonah, we will maybe let you. So first off, we're going to end this episode, and then we're going to turn. I'm going to use the bathroom. We're going to turn Ryan around. We're going to film and record for Minecraft. So if you liked this,
the movie, not the game.
Yes,
yeah, we're going to have a live stream of Minecraft.
Should be noted. Yes. Yeah. So if you liked this, share it with your friends, and then stick around. Come back for Minecraft. Awesome, Jonah. Redeem yourself. Here's your chance. Give us your best unicorn impression.
Nay, magic. Yeah.